USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There's another new budget agreement being announced by congressional leaders this week. It would keep the government funded through 2024. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson made the joint announcement of that nearly $1.7 trillion deal on Sunday. Meanwhile, Congress is teed up for intense debate around the competing priorities of continuing support for Ukraine in its war with Russia, ongoing support for Israel, and funding for border security. The White House says Congress can solve the problem with new compromise immigration laws. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says,
"We're trying to administer an open fire hydrant. I don't need more buckets. I need the flow to be turned off."
The Louisiana congressman spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. A major winter storm's been dumping heavy snow on parts of the Northeast. FlightAware reporting over 4,900 flights delayed Sunday, with over 800 canceled. But with snow melt and more storms combining soon, the National Weather Service is posting flood alerts and high wind warnings early this week from New Hampshire to Virginia. Ahead of this, there are winter storm alerts posted from Wisconsin to Colorado as heavy snow hits the Midwest. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up the Colorado Trump ballot case in February.
The state court in Colorado ruled 4-3 that Trump engaged in insurrection on January 6th, disqualifying him from serving again under the 14th Amendment. However, whether the riot was an insurrection remains to be seen, plus Trump has never been convicted. This move also puts a pause on efforts by other states to take Trump's name off the ballot.
USA's Laura Winters. Launching early today is the very first commercial mission to the moon. The uncrewed Peregrine lunar lander to lift off atop the United Launch Alliance's new Vulcan Center rocket at Cape Canaveral. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The NTSB is providing details about a mid-air emergency Friday night they say could have been a lot worse than it was. It happened just after an Alaska Airlines flight had taken off from Portland, Oregon, bound for California, leaving a gaping hole in the plane. It happened at about 16,000 feet. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says if it had happened much higher, the outcome could have been much worse for the 171 people on board.
Everybody's up and walking. Folks don't have seatbelts on. They're going to restrooms. The flight attendants are providing service to passengers. We could have ended up with something so much more tragic, and we're really fortunate that that did not occur here.
Fortunately, the plane was able to make an emergency landing and no one was seriously hurt. Federal officials have ordered the immediate grounding of some Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes for safety inspections. Wonka edged the suspense film Night Swim this weekend to claim the top spot at the box office for the second straight week and the third time in its 4 weeks of release. Wonka took in an estimated $14.4 million, while Night Swim opened with $12 million. Another Golden Globes Awards ceremony in the books, and it included several first-time winners, like for Best Male and Female Performance in a Limited TV Series. Upstart actors Steven Yeun and Ali Wong won for their roles in Beef. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.